Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this Christmas Day, we have much to be thankful for. We're going to be talking about some of the blessings on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is an incredible year and certainly an incredible day as we celebrate the real reason for the season and the real basis and reason for all that we do because of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, his life, his sacrifice, his atonement for sin, his resurrection, and he's coming again. And this year, he has blessed us with so many victories that actually translate into some of the victories that we've seen this month, like nativity scenes and menorahs, religious symbols for the various holidays. They're legal again.
Yeah, you know, he certainly didn't need us, Matt, but he chose to come to Earth in the form of a human so that he could have a relationship with us, so that we could get to know him personally, and so that we could eventually have eternal life if we embrace a relationship with him. I mean, that is the greatest gift, you know, and we give gifts on behalf of him because he is the greatest gift. So what better way to be able to, as we continue to fight for our religious freedom in the courtrooms and on behalf of nativity scenes, menorahs, and other Christian symbols that represent his birth.
You know, when we started Liberty Counseling before that, when I was a pastor before ever going into law school, and this was obviously pre-Liberty Counsel, two things that really were influential in terms of stirring me to go into the legal profession was the issue of the sanctity of human life, abortion. Mm-hmm. Also around Christmas time, you would have these threats to nativity scenes waged by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. And it would be one after another where they would send out a letter or file suit to get rid of these nativity scenes during Christmas. It was frustrating for me as a layperson, not having any ability to deal with that. As I went into law school, two areas of interest were obviously overturning Roe versus Wade, the 1973 abortion decision, and that actually occurred in 2022, and overturning the reason why these courts and others were removing nativity scenes, and that is the 1971 case known as Lemon versus Kurtzman. That came during the same 1970s activist Supreme Court. 71 was Lemon, 73 was Roe versus Wade. And that Lemon test that developed out of this case from 1971 had been used as a weapon against not only religious symbols such as nativity scenes or menorah celebrating Hanukkah, but it was also used against free speech and assembly, after-school clubs, whether churches could rent school facilities on equal footing just like anyone else. And it was used in a case that we took to the U.S. Supreme Court, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, where Boston argued that it had to censor Hal Shurtleff's free speech because it had a religious viewpoint. It could allow everyone else, because it wasn't religious, but if his view of the flag that he wanted to raise to celebrate Constitution Week was that the flag was religious, in this case a Christian flag, if that was his viewpoint expressed on the application, then Lemon required them to censor and deny the application. If, on the other hand, he would change his viewpoint as expressed on the application and remove the Christian word as a modifier, make some kind of secular modifier like the Camp Constitution flag, then that would be okay. And it was Lemon versus Kurtzman.
You know, and I remember, Matt, you argued that case that cold January day in 2022 in front of the Supreme Court. And then, of course, in May, we celebrated that 9-0 victory, which I think I find that kind of miraculous, that the entire high court would agree on a religious freedom issue. All of them.
9-0. 9-0. I knew that when on January 18, walking out of the Supreme Court after the roughly 90-minute oral argument time frame, I knew we had won, and I knew that it was either 8-1 or 9-0. You don't usually predict, right. But the way that the argument went, it was pretty clear that we had a supermajority of the justices in that case. So that case is one in which all nine justices unanimously rejected the city of Boston's reliance on this 1971 Lemon case. And
right.
then that case was cited in June of 2022 in the Coach Kennedy case as a basis for finally burying the Lemon test. And now it is dead and gone, and it's buried and no longer can be used to censor nativity scenes or other religious symbols or religious speech or any kind of religious viewpoint.
And, you know, I think we're going to continue probably for generations to see the results of that decision from Shurtleff to continue on as far as, you know, defending religious freedom, not only overturning Lemon Test, which is huge, but I think we're going to continue to see the ripple effect of that decision.
No question about it. And I think, you know, one of the things that we need to do is to educate government lawmakers
mm-hmm.
that this is a change in the law. In fact,
and we've been doing that already this year.
That's right. I was talking to one of my friends who's a constitutional law professor, and the new case law book has Shurtleff in it.
Really?
Yes. It has Shurtleff in it. It has the Dobbs case in it. It mm-hmm. has the Kennedy case in it. So
what an honor.
Obviously,
yeah.
We have made, and we have other cases that are in legal textbooks as well that are taught on law schools, like on the issue of abortion and other issues that we've been involved with. But this one is brand new, mm-hmm. and it is now in the 2023 versions of the newest case law books for constitutional law that are taught in law schools all across the country.
And you know, you think about it, Matt, when God called you from a pastor to go into law, what a reminder it is that it only takes one person. If we follow the call of the Lord in whatever area he directs us, we can make a great impact for religious freedom in this world.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of ratchet it back even before that. It was two people who wanted to reach out to pastors with a documentary that was just released called Assignment Life, and they wanted to educate them about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened to be the first group that they showed this to. It was a small group, a dozen or so people. I was one of those, had no immersion in the issue of life. And that's what started this whole journey, is when watching that, I realized I was ignorant of abortion in my own community. And separately from that, just as a common citizen reading in the newspaper back then or on TV, oh, another nativity scene is targeted by the ACLU, and then trying to figure out why is that? What were they doing? And realizing they were relying upon this secularized mm-hmm. attempt to change the First Amendment by this activist Supreme Court in 1971 in Lemon versus Kurtzman. So those two things, getting rid of abortion at the Supreme Court, overturning Lemon, were two priorities of Liberty Counsel when we started it in 1989. Those both became reality in 2022. But in 2022, 2023, we've now had to go against different government entities that still think it's the old way again, and they want to censor Christmas. We had one, for example, in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and they wanted to send out a directive to employees that they couldn't have anything traditionally associated with Christmas, including colors red and green.
Right. It was ridiculous.
And so we sent a demand letter. 48 hours later, or within 48 hours, they reversed themselves. We cited the fact that we had won the Shurtleff case and the Kennedy case. Both of those combined overturned the Lemon test. So the fact is that we can celebrate not only the real reason for the season, but also just remaining faithful. I think
right.
one of the things that I've tried to convey to people is don't ever give up and don't ever get discouraged. We look back here, say 1989, and Lemon, of course, and Roe were before 1989, but we started Liberty Counsel in 1989. For 1989 up until 2022, we worked case after case after case to overturn abortion, to overturn Lemon. Sometimes we made some headway, sometimes we got pushed back. But you know what? Continuing to stay the course, continuing to be faithful, continuing to bring cases, continuing to pray, network mm-hmm. and have coalitions with so many others, that became a reality in 2022. So,
and Shurtleff is a great example of what you just mentioned. I mean, we lost four times at the
yeah,
lower court.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah, twice
in
the lower
say,
district court.
Well, you know what? We're not going to get this.
Yeah,
we can
twice
just give
in
up,
the lower
pack
district
our bags
court
and go home.
Twice
yeah.
in the Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
And it was 3-0 with the same panel, but 3-0 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it was 9-0, slam dunk, huge victory. And as a result, Lemon is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Religious freedom is alive. And this is a great day to celebrate our individual freedom that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ and our external freedom that we have to continually be vigilant and fight for every day. So from all of us at Liberty Counsel, we wish you and your family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.